This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Mary McKenzie with this ABC 10 News update. We're learning more about a UC San Diego student who died over the school's homecoming weekend. Campus officials confirming that the student was an 18-year-old male. An official from UCSD's John Muir College sent out an email to students yesterday saying they had lost one of their own. Muir was one of the undergraduate campuses there at UCSD. What happened early Saturday morning, though, is still unclear. We have new information regarding the 25 people who were rescued by the Coast Guard on Friday. 23 of the passengers in that panga boat were Mexican nationals. The other two were from Guatemala. It's according to the Union Tribune. This is a picture of the boat they were in. The passengers telling the Coast Guard that they were stranded out at sea for 3 days. A Good Samaritan, the first to spot them about 100 miles off the coast of Point Loma. The passengers are now in Border Patrol custody. And back in May, there were two other incidents where migrants had to be rescued. In one of those, three people died. A man's been killed in a hit-and-run crash in Choice Creek. This was just after 8 last night on Choice Parkway near University Avenue. The 57-year-old man was walking in and out of the roadway when he was hit by an unidentified car. That man died at the scene. His name hasn't been released yet. One clue authorities say could help them find Maya Miliete is the couple's Lexus. They believe that her husband, Larry, who has been arrested for murder, used the car to move Maya's body. They're asking anyone who may have seen the black Lexus GX460 with the license plate there. You see Melani spelled the way you see it on your screen. They're asking then anyone to come forward if you have information, specifically if you saw the car on January 8th. Investigators say Larry was gone with his four-year-old child for about 11 hours the day after Maya was last seen. Some big changes in the forecast. Let's get a check with Melissa.
Yeah, well, mostly dry today, and then tomorrow, that's when we're talking about the rain that's going to hit the county. The morning hours, not quite as bad as what we're going to see in the afternoon. We also have a high surf advisory for our beaches by tomorrow, lasting through early Wednesday morning. Gusty winds at times as well coming tomorrow. By the second half of the week, things are going to be much warmer. We're going to be in the low 80s along the coast, or in our inland valleys, rather. 60s today in our mountains and 50s by tomorrow, and then the desert will be in the 80s, and then by the end of the week, we're looking at the 90s.
For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com. You can also download the free app in your phone's App Store or Google Play. For ABC 10 News, I'm Mary McKenzie.